At yesterday's session of the Serbian parliament, there was a very heated debate. Vojislav Šešelj, who is the head of the right-wing ultra-nationalist Serbian Radical Party and a part-time ally of Slobodan Milosevic, said that his party had broken ranks with Milosevic in recognizing the victory of Vojislav Koštunica. But interestingly, Šešelj said that everything that has happened since they did that by the democratic opposition of Serbia has been reminiscent of like a coup. And Vojislav Šešelj said he was not going to participate in a coup. What he's referring to is that the government of Vojislav Koštunica has been strong-arming Serbian institutions, such as the police force and the customs agency, taking them over at times by force. Zoran Djindjic, who many feel is the power behind Vojislav Koštunica, he's the head of the Democratic Party, someone who traveled abroad during the bombing, met with Madeleine Albright, apparently went into the Federal Customs Agency and by force essentially procured the resignation of the top customs official in the country. There are reports that this also happened at police precincts within Yugoslavia. So it appears as though the new federal government of Vojislav Koštunica is really trying to crack down on the government of the Republic of Serbia, which legally they don't actually have a right to do. So it appears as though the Republican government has either been threatened or strong-armed into stepping down. Is actually going to be in a much stronger position to call into question the way in which the United States and other Western European countries have really created this state of terror within Kosovo. I should point out that an interesting thing that's been developing here in Yugoslavia is that the media, which is often referred to under the regime of Slobodan Milosevic as state-run and a propaganda media, has almost taken a 180-degree shift and has become a propaganda organ for the government of Vojislav Koštunica. There is almost no critical reporting whatsoever of his government. The issues of the IMF and the World Bank coming in here are not being raised. The head of the Stability Pact for Europe is coming to Yugoslavia tomorrow. There are no critical articles about neoliberalism, about the IMF World Bank funding. It's all very positive press coverage for Vojislav Koštunica and the new government. And I think that what we're seeing right now is Vojislav Koštunica consolidating not only federal and Serbian institutions, but also the media as well.
Jeremy Steho, I want to thank you for being with us as we get our regular reports from you from Belgrade, Yugoslavia. Jeremy Steho, Democracy Now! Correspondent. And you are listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! As we move to another headline story today, and that is what is happening in the Middle East. Israel has paid